Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Peter Bugby, who is the Senior Manager of People for LifeRay. Peter, for nearly 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Peter, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, so I'm the Senior Manager of People at LifeRay, and been here 11 years. There's about 250 employees when I started. I started in recruiting and did that for about 5 years. And then the company over the years has grown. It's about 1,200 now in about 22 offices. Our main product is a digital experience platform. So companies often have a lot of disparate websites or intranets, and they're looking for a solution that can tie everything together. LifeRay happens to be one that's a leader in the market. And so we have customers like Nintendo, Vodafone, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Those are some of the groups that have different needs that we meet. We have our headquarters is in Diamond Bar, so Southern California. Mm-hmm. And then we have pretty much offices on every continent except Antarctica. So that's a little bit about LifeRay. One of the reasons I joined, and it kind of permeates actually some of the best practices, is LifeRay has this greater than profit vision. So mm-hmm. they give about 10% of their profits to charity, and they give employees 5 extra days off to volunteer. So you'd asked me what are some of the things I've seen over the years that really help both people and businesses grow. And I think they revolve actually around our core values. Mm-hmm. So I would just walk through those, and if you have questions, feel free to, you know, jump in. But one of the primary ones is lead by serving. And so there's this idea that leadership is a calling to serve first by staying humble. Mm-hmm. And our people seek to lead by example. So regardless of position or title. So in the early days and even to now, you can see Brian Chan, our founder, sitting right next to an intern coding, right? And I think that permeates the leadership levels. It permeates the people under you, and this idea that nothing is not my job, right? You don't really hear that. It's no, we're one LifeRay, we're one team. How can we help each other excel? Another one is the value people. Mm. And so there's this idea that people are inherently valuable. And so in every interaction, whether you're just creating a spreadsheet for someone or you're answering a customer call, are you treating this person as valuable? Are you thinking of how can I really level up this person's day in whatever they're doing? I think a third one is this idea, we call it stay nerdy. And it's really just that everyone has a certain uniqueness that we celebrate and want them to embrace. So we encourage people to share interests, have fun, being comfortable with themselves. So we used to have a group that would they call themselves Brewing Bad, and they would brew really great coffee every day and just talk about life. We have people that will go out karaokeing together. And so there's this culture, even when we hang out with people, that is, how can we build relationships that you know, transcend work? The other idea is grow and get better. So you always have the opportunity to be better than you were yesterday. And I think living organisms are growing organisms. And so the more that people can embrace this idea, it's not to be better than the person next to you, but it's to be better than you were yesterday. And that kind of growth mindset is really, I've seen take people from interns, think of this one guy, Evan, He started as an intern. He was a biology major. He learned to code. And then he was just excellent at his craft. And he was hungry to learn. And his manager gave him the space to learn. And then he grew into a software engineer, a senior engineer, and then eventually said, hey, I really would like to move to our Dubai office and experience that and help the Middle East office grow. And so we sent him there, sales engineer, then he grew it. Now he's a team lead, you know, 12 years later. And it was all with this mindset of grow and get better. And his leaders just gave him the space to do that. So, and then the last one is meshed with that, which is this idea of produce excellence. Mm-hmm. And so I think if everyone can think of a product right now, when I say, what is an excellent product that you have? Everyone can think of a product that is known for its quality or its excellence. And so we encourage our people and our leaders to think, okay, how can I be excellent at my craft, right? If I'm an engineer, I'm coding the best code. If I'm a salesperson, I'm hitting quota, but I'm also delighting customers. And I think that kind of mindset of produce excellence, people are attracted to it, right? So, you know, building our design function, we had this leader who was a strong design leader, but he wanted to build a community of strong designers. And you get in a few people that produce excellence and it raises the bar of everyone else around you. People want to be a part of that team, right? People are asking to join this team, or it's helping our recruiting team hire great people. So I think those are some of the attributes and the facets that I've seen help people as individuals grow, which then helps organizations grow.
Peter, thanks ever so much for those. It's just hearing those five core values coming through absolutely clearly and how it's driving the way that the organization is being led and obviously, you know, the root of its success. And I can really see the principles coming through there, those timeless universal principles that really bring out the best of human capital. I absolutely love those. And if I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are normally free, unless we're partnering up with some other organization. So keep an eye on those. Peter, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yeah, let's do it.
Peter, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us today. And it's so good to see you again.
Love it. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Peter.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.